You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting MerrittAssembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program today. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We are located at 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. And we're two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. We're in the old Merritt Park Place area of town. If you know where Ola's Cuban Kitchen is, H-O-A-L-A, they are right across the street from us. There's an orthodontist right down the street as well. There's some other businesses that people frequent in the area there, but our goal is to make sure that one day people are coming not just for the business, but they're coming to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so that's where we're located. We spend Monday through Friday with you here on WMIE, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, 10:30 of a morning. The program airs over on WWBC 1510 AM, as well as the other corresponding frequencies on the FM dial that reach different segments of Brevard County. So today we want to say thank you to our friends at Treasure Your Landscape. Dan and Treasure and their team do a great, great job. They are very passionate about what they do. They're a licensed and insured family business. They've got decades of experience. They're based right here in Merritt Island, but they travel all throughout Brevard County. They have a full array of products that they can bring their team to your property and do, whether that is involving landscape lighting or water features or landscape repair, whether you're looking to put some artificial turf in a certain area, if you're looking for a putting green, they can do paver installation. They've worked on my irrigation system a time. They've installed and managed drains and downspouts. They have a full array of products, and they are very passionate about what they do. They want to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. They are licensed and insured. They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is north of the Barge Canal on State Road 3 in Merritt Island. It's 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. And there you can see the various plants that they plants that you plant. I probably should have used a different word. The different landscaping masterpieces, if you will, that they can plant on your property to make it look beautiful and thrive, whether it's in hot conditions like we have now or whether it needs to survive the cold temperatures like we had earlier this year. One of the other things I can tell you is you can find them on Facebook. They have Space Coast Nursery, Treasure Your Landscape have pages on Facebook, and you can see some of the things that they have available there. They get new products in all of the time. And also, they at Space Coast Nursery, they have some smaller examples of what a putting green or artificial turf would look like. You can also come by and see those things at Merritt Assembly of God. They installed a putting green for us a number of years ago, and it's something that the pastor uses every time he needs to take just a moment and go out and catch a breath and distract myself. It's also available for our youth and for our men to use, or our ladies. Some of the ladies have been known to get out there and hit a golf ball occasionally too. So they are dear friends. They love Jesus, and they are friends of the Refresh Radio program, and we thank them for what they do. So today we are going back to John the 15th chapter, and verse number I'll read today verses 13 through 17, and then we'll see where we get from there. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you may, or whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. So yesterday we had talked about the fact that as friends of Jesus, we realize what a benefit it is for him and his omniscience, his expertise, his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, that when he tells us to do something, we do it. And so when he tells us it's not a power trip, if it's a power trip for someone, they're not going to be sacrificing for others. They make others sacrifice for them. That's the carnal way of doing it. Jesus operates from his position of authority and command to the benefit of his followers, of his friends. And he says to them that they have an elevated position. Listen to what it says in verse number 15. No longer do I call you servants. Now, it does not mean that there is not service involved. Okay? I want you to understand that, because some people would read that and say, oh, good, I don't have to do anything. I have found this. If you want to be miserable, then live a life that you don't do anything, you don't have any responsibility for. I believe that as long as you have breath, you have divine purpose. That every day we are supposed to serve God, whether that is on a Sabbath. This was a revelation from a few years ago. When God commands us to rest, we are to rest. And so I think that there are a lot of people that God has gifted the gift of time to. They're financially taken care of. They may not have the physical strength to do some of the things that they used to do, but they could still serve God in prayer. Serving God and worshiping God are linked together. Those two things are not separate. They are, they're linked. We serve as an act of worship, and we worship and serve him because he's worthy of our best. But a servant mindset, and I'm just going to make myself transparent here, I have to guard against this because God's called me to be a pastor, but I have to maintain the right inclination and saying, look, I am serving him because I love him. I'm serving for the glory of God, but I'm also doing it because it's a privilege to be partnered with God. And so he said the difference between a servant and a friend is communication. A servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. So love keeps people informed, and love chooses relationship. And I believe we're always looking to elevate those relationships. So, several years ago, I became aware that there were certain relationships in the community that I would say the dynamic of that relationship was very similar to a type of street that is found in large portions of the country, and that is, it was a one-way street. The dynamic of that particular relationship was, it was all one way, and I was the one being asked to make all of the effort in that relationship. And I was like, you know what? That's not my understanding of relationship. And so I just didn't put as much effort into it. And it wasn't something that hadn't been discussed or talked about. It was something that was expressed to me as, look, this is the way this relationship's going to be. I am too busy to put any effort into our relationship. That was what was communicated. And I was like, I got a lot of stuff going on too. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for relationships that are relationships that both people have an interest in that relationship succeeding. I will tell you this. If you go back to Genesis and see the relationship between Jacob and Laban, you would see that both of them were deceivers. They both operated from saying one thing, but they really intended on doing something differently. And when Jacob left to return home after, you know, a couple of decades, the New International Version from the 1980s said that Jacob deceived Laban, and then Laban later confronted him and said, "Why did you deceive me?" The deception came from a change in the dynamic of the relationship without there being any communication. I think there's a lot of people who are living deceptive lives, that there are people who were expecting that the relationship was on one degree, and all of a sudden one day a person just walks away. Earlier this year, there was somebody who, they found a mother who decades ago just walked out the front door, abandoned her husband, abandoned her family, and just left, didn't tell anybody anything, assumed a different identity, went on and established a different life. There was also a guy who did that. It happens a lot, but a lot of times it happens in the employment area where an employee just doesn't show up. There's a term for it. It's called ghosting. It is deception. It should not be taking place in the body of Christ, but yet a lot of times, because it is so pervasive in the world, it finds its way into churches where people have left churches and never told their pastor that they were leaving. However, I can tell you that I remember a story from when I was in college where one Sunday a pastor showed up and said, "Hey, I'm out of here." And by Sunday night, he was gone. They were completely and totally shocked and had no idea that he was leaving. So I want to encourage you that we have a type of relationship where we choose to invest in the relationship, and we try and build the other person up, because we want to be friends of God, not just servants of God. Paul said, "I'm a bondservant." There's nothing wrong with service. Serving doesn't save us. We serve because we are saved. We serve because it's a privilege, because we are friends with God. We want other people to have the same benefit that we do. And so he says, "I keep you informed. I tell you everything that I have heard the Father say." And I would encourage you that if you have a relationship that you want to reflect the love of God, that you have some conversations and let them be spiritual conversations. Jesus said, "The things I tell you are the things that I hear from my Father, the Heavenly Father, God the Father." When was the last time you sat down and had a spiritual conversation with someone? In Psalm 91, it says, "He will give his angels charge over you." Angels are messengers. They're divine messengers. They don't create the message. Their assignment is to take a "thus says the Lord" to whomever God has sent them to say, "thus says the Lord." And it goes on and it says to give charge. That means he gives, that they bring command and they bring order. And that the outcome of that is, let me just take you back there just a second. Psalm 91, it's one of those passages that people quote a lot. This is a passage the devil tried to use to tempt Jesus, and Jesus said, "You don't understand that passage as well as I do." And so it says in verse 11, Psalm 91, 11, "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." And so I believe one of the great benefits of being in the body of Christ is that we can come together and we can say, "Okay, what does the Word of God have to say about this?" And when we see what God has to say about it, we walk in obedience and keep in step with the Spirit, who is keeping in step with the Word. And so we don't try and twist and distort the Word to make it fit what we want it to. We said, "God has spoken in this matter, and this is the way that we are going to proceed." And the result is not devastation or disaster. Instead, it is being watched over, being protected, being kept. And it goes on and describes in verse number 12 and verse number 13 that that person will be able to live a life of victory even when there is treacherous or dangerous situations that they're traversing. They will be triumphal in their journey. So verse number 16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain." So love chooses relationship. There are too many people who are making bad relationship choices. That can be hardness of heart. That could be two different life foundations, where one has a foundation of belief and the other person has an unbelieving foundation. A lot of people think, "Well, I'm just going to live my life on my perception, my impression, my inclination of what the Word says, instead of actually what the Word says." There are people who have different life goals. So there are some people who want to get rich. I will tell you that the Bible says that that is not the way that we are supposed to live. It's a pathway to misery and destruction, if you want to know the truth. It's not that having money is a problem, but if you know you're looking for money to be your validation or your security, you're going to find that that's never going to be good enough. So you've got people who, if they never worked another day in their life, they've got more money than they could ever possibly spend, and yet they do not have the satisfaction, being saturated in the presence of God. They've got no peace. So, you know, there are people who are still trying to overachieve. There are people who are still trying to earn accolades and things like that. Some, you know, not everything may be bad about them, but they haven't yet learned that the beginning of wisdom, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge. And so we need to make godly choices. So I will tell you this. Every day, I want to choose God. Every day, I want to choose my wife. I choose her. Now, my wife and I both, independently of one another, had answers in our prayers that we were going to be married, but, you know, our relationship is more than just obedience to what God called us to. It's about making a choice. And Jesus said, I choose you. I want to take you back a minute. Do you remember the joy that you felt the first time you ever got a call from an employer? You had put in an application, you turned in a resume, and they said, we choose you. All of a sudden, now there's ecstasy. There is euphoria that is going on inside of you emotionally because a person has said, we see you and we see that you align with our skill set, our purpose, our mission, and we choose you. So now we're going to dictate to you what time to show up and what you're going to do and how much you're going to get paid. And we were ecstatic about it. And you know, I think that we should love what we do. I love being a pastor. There are certain parts about being a pastor that are absolutely exhilarating. There are other parts about being a pastor that are absolutely not exhilarating. but it is a joy to be walking in the purpose that God has called me to have. And it's not just me. You have a purpose. And God chooses us. He chose the disciples. He said, I chose you. And along with that choice comes divine placement. He said, I have appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Love chooses relationship, but it also imparts fruitful responsibility. Okay? So he said, I have chosen you and I've appointed you. You know, he said, this is your assignment. This is what you are to do. And so as a believer, our responsibility is to make the most out of every opportunity that God has for us. So I try not to make decisions where my emotions overrule the appointment of God. And here's what I will find, I will tell you from decades of observation and studying the scriptures as well and seeing it proved out in people's lives is this. If God's called you and appointed you to a certain place and you leave that appointed place, that next place that you find yourself is not going to be the place of joy that you thought it was going to be. It is going to be a place of frustration because you're not where God appointed you to be. So, you know, we're getting closer and closer to football season, and on every play, every position has a responsibility that if the play is going to be successful, they are supposed to be in an appointed place at an appointed time for an appointed purpose. And if everybody does their job at the right spot at the right time, then the play will be very, very successful. Well, there is a reason why God has appointed us. It is a divine placement where he calls us into enemy territory, if you will, that we should go and bear fruit. So one of our responsibilities is to be fruitful. And so that is part of our assignment. And that fruit should remain. I've been the pastor at Merit Assembly of God for over 33 years, coming up on 34. And I can tell you that at some point in time, if the Lord tarries, that, you know, I will no longer, you know, I'll be, you know, not the pastor. I don't want to pastor 1 minute longer than how long God wants me to be the pastor. Okay? I want to cross the finish line strong and things like that. My number one thing is, God, I want whatever's been done here to have some eternal significance. The radio program here, I want it to make eternal impact in people's lives. And so when I look around at the congregation, and when I look around at the lives of people who have been at Merit Assembly of God, and I still see them serving and being faithful to God, faithful to Jesus after all of these years, I celebrate the faithfulness of God, because I know this: there's something that is a fruit that is remaining to the glory of God. So I want to encourage you today. Jesus, because of his love, he chooses us. He chooses relationships. He also chooses to appoint us to a place where we are going to have fruitful responsibility to the glory of God. I hope that you'll go out and produce lots and lots of fruit today. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Refresh Radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.